And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's May 16th. Well, not much new from the weather folk today. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. According to the National Weather Service, additional snow accumulations of up to a foot are expected today above the 5,000-foot elevation. Winds continuing to gust in the upper elevations up to 40 miles an hour. Rain showers will continue throughout the foothill region today, and thunderstorms and gusty winds also possible later this afternoon. Now, once this current storm system passes through the region late tomorrow, another system is forecast to move through over the weekend with another round of wet weather next week. Now, remember, you can stay tuned to KVGC or visit our website, kvgcradio.com, for the latest in weather and travel conditions. Those are upgraded 24 hours a day. Well, with the forecast calling for rain through to Sunday, this year's Calaveras County Fair going to follow that old showbiz adage, the show must go on. Lori Giannini, CEO and manager of the Calaveras County Fair, says everything will go as planned with some adjustments when necessary. Saying the weather always affects attendance, Giannini adds the community is loyal to the fair and always manages to make the best out of every situation. In preparation for the forecasted weather, fair staff have tented the main stage as a precaution. An event such as Miss Calaveras set for tonight may be moved into Mark Twain Hall. Now, most of the scheduled lawn stage entertainment has already been moved indoors in most cases. Fairgrounds open this morning at 8 o'clock. The youth parade begins at 10 on Main Street in Angels Camp. Remember, South Main Street will be closed from Sam's Way to Vallecito Road from 10 to 11:30. For those that need to get around the road closure, just use the Highway 4 bypass. The buildings also open at 10. Saddle Queen competition gets underway at 11. Carnival scheduled to open at noon. Frog jumping also free for kids today starting at noon. The Saddle Queen crowning at 2. And then entertainment throughout the afternoon, including Amador County's Rachel Wilson performing at 5 o'clock at Mark Twain Hall. Calaveras Has Talent 2018 winner will be on the main stage at 7. And the Miss Calaveras Scholarship Pageant set to take place on the main stage at 8 o'clock tonight. In the event of heavy rain, it will be moved to Mark Twain Hall. Grounds closed tonight at 11 o'clock. Day one of the Calaveras County Fair. Well, CAL FIRE investigators have officially concluded that the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century was caused by Pacific Gas and Electric power lines. In the findings released yesterday, state fire officials said transmission lines owned and operated by the utility started the November 8th campfire that wiped out nearly 15,000 homes in the town of Paradise and claimed the lives of 85. CAL FIRE did not release its full investigative report, saying it had forwarded that to the Butte County DA's office, which is considering criminal charges against PG&E. State fire officials have determined that PG&E caused 18 fires in 2017, and they referred 12 for possible criminal prosecution. California law makes utilities financially liable for damages from wildfires that have been sparked by their equipment. Referring to Wednesday's report, Bill Johnson, the utility company's new chief executive, said these findings bring even greater urgency to our need to inspect, repair, and have a power safety shutoff plan. Adding he hopes to redeem PG&E in the eyes of lawmakers and customers, but understands the process won't be easy. In preparation for the upcoming fire season, PG&E has begun inspecting every one of its power and transmission lines, a process that could cost some $600 to $900 million, including repairs. Well, a two-car head-on collision Tuesday resulted in major injuries for both drivers. According to the Amador CHP, just before 3:30, Velvet Malone of Sacramento was westbound on Highway 16, approaching Old Sacramento Road, while Susan Moore of Plymouth was eastbound, also approaching Old Sacramento. Both vehicles were traveling at an undetermined speed when they collided head-on. Malone was airlifted to a Valley hospital while Moore was transported by ground ambulance. Both were treated for major injuries. CHP reports the accident is under investigation. And a couple of announcements here. The 2019 Foothill Conservancy Dinner, honoring Susan Bragstad, scheduled for this Saturday, is being rescheduled due to the expected rain. The group will be rescheduling to a June date in the very near future. Stay tuned. We'll have that new date for you when it's announced. If you want more information, contact Carolyn at the Foothill Conservancy office at 223-3508. And with rain predicted for this Saturday, plays on the patio has been rescheduled to June 8th. That's June 8th. Main Street Theater Works and the Preston Castle Foundation felt it was better to move the date than have you sit in the rain. You can get more details on that by visiting mstw.org. Also, there will be a yard sale, rain or shine, at Pine Grove Elementary this Saturday, and the food truck rally scheduled for this Saturday at the fairgrounds over in Plymouth to benefit Plymouth Elementary and the Fair Foundation will go on as scheduled. There are a few contingency plans in the works, but that will be going on. And the Downtown Jackson Car Show will be running as scheduled, rain or shine, according to its organizers. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.